of kings and Lord of lords. He who was, who is, and will always be. He who went to hell, kicked butt on the devil, and rose again for me and you. And he gave us the keys. Everybody say, I got the keys. I got the keys. I got the keys. I got the keys. I got the keys to bind and loose. I got the keys to open heaven. I got the keys for prosperity, for healing, for wealth. I got the keys to unlock those who've been taken captive. I got the keys because he holds the keys. And whatever he holds, I hold. Because I'm his son. I'm his servant. And we're more than conquerors. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on. Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, just lift your hands to heaven. We bless you, Master. We bless you and we thank you for a fresh wave. Yes, a fresh wave. We bless you. And Father, we come to you tonight in the name of your Son, Jesus. And we thank you for the price of Jesus, for the seal of the Holy Spirit, for the angels that put up with us. We thank you for your word that won't return void, and for your promises are yea and amen. We thank you. And we ask for your forgiveness of every area where we've offended you. Wash us with the blood, purge us with your presence, and fill us. Fill us till we're one. Oneness, Papa. Oneness, heart to heart, hand to hand, cheek to cheek. Oneness. Oh, to be one with our dad. To be one with you. There isn't anything greater, Father, than to be in your presence. So we ask tonight, Papa, that you would fill this house. Fill this place. Fill each and every one. Let the anointing break every yoke of bondage. Open eyes, ears, and hearts. Sever us from all entanglements and affairs of this world, mindsets and strongholds. That we may be one. Nothing holding us. Nothing. The only thing holding us is you. Only you, Master. And we promise to give you all the glory. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Hosea 4:6. Let's roll. Hosea 4:6. Oh, Daddy, we need a revelation, an impartation, sharpening of the sword, more faith, more sight, and more death. Ah, sounds like a Holy Ghost cocktail. I'll take two of those. Hosea 4:6, everybody there? Would you read it with me? My people are destroyed for lack of what? Knowledge. And because you rejected knowledge, I also reject you from being a priest for me. And because you've forgotten the law of your God, I'll also forget your children. In other words, people are destroyed for lack of understanding, vision, and sight. That's called faith. This is all associated with truth, isn't it? So one of the things that they lack is understanding. In other words, you can have truth. Well, actually, you can have knowledge. But if you don't understand the knowledge, it's not truth, is it? But if you can understand the knowledge, it becomes truth. So one of the things that people are destroyed for is lack of understanding and vision or sight. And that's associated with faith. These things cause an individual to get placed out of divine order. And it's allowing them for the enemy to come and steal, kill, and destroy. Everybody got it? So many times we see individuals who have understanding and then begin to lose it. Or they begin to justify it or begin to reason it. And they fall short of the understanding even though that they have truth or no truth. They're no longer practicing it. See, if you've gotten truth, okay, and you had understanding of the truth because, knowledge, which is producing truth, and you no longer are practicing it, that means that you're no longer understanding. I've seen people who have been powerful in the Lord, and all of a sudden they lost understanding. And they don't get what's going on right now. They can't see that they've been taken captive. They can't see these certain things that have happened in their life. And it's because they've lost understanding, even though they've known truth. They're no longer practicing it. Is everybody with me? And it's important. Go to Proverbs 3. Proverbs chapter 3. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And of course, the word tells us that, and the Lord will reject them from being priest. In other words, he will not allow them to be in divine order. Hello. And if you're not in divine order, guess what? You're out of order. And if you're out of order, you're open door to the enemy. You think God knows that? Remember, God is a loving God, a righteous God, and a justice God. In fact, his judgment comes because he loves us. And Proverbs chapter 3, is everybody there? In verse 31, it says, do not what? Envy the oppressor and choose none of his what? Ways. So you think a person that lacks understanding is associated with his ways? Not God's ways, is it? Do not envy the oppressor and choose none of his ways. So a person that chooses his ways is lacking understanding, aren't they? For the perverse person is an abomination to the Lord, but his secret counsel is with the what? Upright. In other words, God releases something to someone that's in divine order. If you're in divine order, God always releases something to give you. And what it does is bring you and keep you in divine order, because it's telling you something that the enemy's getting ready to do to try to get you out of divine order. Now, you may be in here tonight and hearing about something that the enemy's trying to do. But if you personally are not in divine order, the enemy's going to steal it. And the Bible says, make no place to the devil. And there are many ways where people make place to the devil. Go to verse 33. It says, the curse of the Lord is upon the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the what? Just. That means that that's divine order, isn't it? Surely he scorns the scornful, but he gives grace to the humble. In other words, he releases something. It's called his plan. Remember, we talked about cooperating with grace, which is the plan of God. It says, the wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be to the legacy of who? Fools. Would you go to chapter 4 and verse 5, please? In Proverbs. Read it with me. It says what? Get wisdom, get understanding, and do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom in all of your getting. Get what? Get what? Understanding. Exalt her, and she will what? Promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. In other words, she's going to impart the will of God. You will know the plan of God because you will have wisdom and you will be able to understand or discern times, seasons, and symbols of what God is trying to speak to you and me. Let's go to verse 18. But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like what? Darkness. They do not know what makes them what? Stumble. In other words, they cannot see or they cannot understand why they're doing the things that they're doing. Are you with me? They stumble because they can't see their own condition. They can't hear correctly because of lack of understanding. So they get drawn away from the protection allowing the enemy to come to steal, kill, and destroy. Even though they may have a form of godliness. See, a form of godliness is not godly. Hello. Go to Ephesians 6. Glory to the Lamb. Ephesians chapter 6. In verse 12. Is everybody there? Would you read it with me, please? Ephesians 6, 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Rulers of darkness of this age. These are ruling spirits of wickedness. They are the most wicked and vile spirit. It brings people under the curse by causing them to sin or fellowship or agree with darkness. You must be able to take up the whole armor to overcome this spirit, which I'm going to talk about tonight. Let's go a little further. It says, therefore, take up the what? Whole armor of God that you may be able to what? Withstand in the evil day. Are we in evil days? That means that these spirits have been released and there is a ruling spirit that is a ruling strong man, worldly. And we'll talk about it in a second. And it says, having done all to stand therefore, having girded your waist with the what? With the what? Gird your waist with truth. Hello. Gird your waist with what? Truth. In other words, take up the whole armor of God and practice truth. See, these are areas where you're going to be able to overcome because you may know truth but not practice it. So it says, gird your waist with truth and put on the what? Breastplate of righteousness. In other words, you're going to practice truth and you're going to express righteousness. Having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, that means abide in the word. Above all, taking the shield of faith, which you will be able to quench all fiery darts of the what? Wicked one. Now, this wicked one has a name. He has a name. So we're going to practice truth. We're going to express righteousness. We're going to abide in the word, and we're going to maintain a level of faith to see spiritually. Because we're going to have to quench all fiery darts of the wicked one. That means voice of the stranger. And take the helmet of salvation. Hello. The helmet of salvation. That is the area where we are going to work out our salvation with the mind of Christ. We are going to work out our salvation with what? The mind of Christ. Take up the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. In other words, we are going to stay clean and filled with the Holy Spirit. And exposing other spirits in our life. And then it says, and praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit. It means praying in tongues, praying in the Spirit. Actually the seventh part of the full armor of God. What? To overcome temptation in the evil days. This spirit, this wicked one, has a name, and his name is Belial. Belial. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14. Is everybody okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14. It says, do not be what? Unevenly yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with what? Belial. Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and I will walk among them. I will be their God and they shall be my people. Therefore means if. They will come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord, and do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I'll be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us what? Cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. That word, that phrase there where it says cleanse ourselves means self-deliverance. Are you with me? It means what? Self-deliverance. Having these promises, beloved, deliver yourself. Is everybody okay? Belial. That word meaning wicked, ungodly, naughty, worthlessness, destructive, evil. Causes people to become idols. Causes people to become what? Idols. Why? Lovers of self. Prideful, arrogant. Drawing people from true obedience and humility or humbleness. And brings them out of that area to stubbornness, hard-headedness, self-willed, abusive, and disloyal. And what? Disloyal. This spirit, Belial, is a strong man. He is a ruling world strong man. Are you with me? He is also the strong man of America. Belial. 2 Timothy chapter 3. You notice the last song we were singing? Binding the Strong Man? Yeah. 2 Timothy chapter 3. From this day forward, you'll begin to bind Belial. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Read it with me. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. These are called children of Belial. Now, Belial is an overseer of demons. He is a strong man. He is a high-ranking global ruler. And he is in control over demons and over other strong men. Go to Deuteronomy 13. Now, in fact, his name is mentioned about 13 or 14 times. But in the New King James Version, he's not mentioned as much except for in the New Testament. But if you go to the Septuagint or the King James Version, you will find he is mentioned. So I'm going to show you in some of these areas where he's actually mentioned, but his name is not mentioned. Is everybody okay? In Deuteronomy 13 and verse 11. So all Israel shall hear in fear and not again do such wickedness as this among you. If you hear someone in one of your cities, which the Lord your God gives you to dwell in, saying, corrupt men. That word right there, that phrase right there, means children of Belial. These children of Belial have gone out from among you and enticed the inhabitants of their city, saying, let us go and serve what? Other gods. Those are idols, which you have not known. If you remember about what we just talked about, what accord does Christ have with Belial? And then in that same scriptures, it talks about idols. Why? Because Belial always is producing idols. His whole focus is to make man an idol. In other words, they go out to serve other gods. Which you have not known. Then you shall inquire, search out, ask diligently, and if it is indeed true, and certain that such an abomination was committed among you, you shall surely strike the inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, utterly destroying it all that is in it and its livestock with the edge of the sword. So God wasn't too pleased with it. Children of Belial cause others to serve others, other gods like self, idols, material, things to that degree. Now, when we were talking about in 2 Timothy 3 about men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, Belial is the overseer of the demons of lovers of self, lovers of money. Is everybody with me? Okay, he's the overseer of all of these demonic forces. In 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. In verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly says, in a latter time some will depart from the what? Faith. Spiritual sight. Right? Giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. These deceiving spirits are also called seducing spirits. They are spirits of Belial. Is everybody with me? And they bring doctrines of what? Demons. They are seducing and deceiving spirits, promoting doctrines of demons, coming under the control of Belial. Go to 1 Samuel chapter 10. Of course, it says in verse 2, they speak in lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and committing to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. So they were deceived, weren't they? 1 Samuel chapter 10. Simple teaching tonight, quick teaching, God willing. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 25. Then Samuel explained to the people the behavior of what? Royalty. And wrote it in a book and laid it up before the Lord. And Samuel sent all the people away, every man to his own house. And Saul also went home to Gibeah. And valiant men went with him whose hearts God had touched. But the rebels, though that word, that phrase right there, in the Septuagint and in the King James Version, is called, but the children of Belial said, how can this man save us? So they despised him and brought him no presents, but he held his peace. Is everybody with me? So you got to see that the children of Belial are also, they cause others to serve other gods, right? Self and idols and material. And they are also promoters of rebellion. They are known as children of Belial. 2 Samuel 23. For you and I were once children of Belial. When the word says that you were children of darkness, he meant under the high ruling spirit, the global ruling strong man. We were once children of Belial. 2 Samuel 23 and verse 5. And David was speaking. He says, although my house is not so with God, yet he has made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things, and secure. For this is all my salvation and all my desire. Will he not make it increase? But the sons of what? Rebellion or who? Belial. Shall all be as thorns thrust away, because they cannot be taken with what? Hands. In other words, they're not physical. But the man who touches them must be armed with iron and the shaft of a spear. And they shall be utterly burned with what? Fire in their place. In other words, you got to go beyond the natural arena. What's the spear we use now? The sword of the spirit. Don't we call fire down now? Are you listening? So these cannot be destroyed with natural or carnal weapons, because man cannot touch them, can they? But we're not man. We're servants of the Most High God. We are offsprings of the anointed one and his anointing. We're no longer what we consider man. Because man's going to die. He's a humanite. We're eternal lights. Is everybody okay? So the only way that they can be killed is killed with the spear, the sword of the spirit, and fire. Sounds like the two prophets that are going to come, aren't they? Go to 1 Samuel chapter 2. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 12. Now the sons of Eli were what? Corrupt. Now that word corrupt, I don't know if you can see it, but it may direct you, if it's got a number on it, will say literally sons of who? Belial. It might have it in your Bible there. See, so Eli's sons were not under his authority. They were under the authority of who? Belial. Does everybody see that? Okay, let's go a little further, though. But I want to go to verse 22. Now Eli was very old, and he heard everything his sons did to Israel, and how they lay with the women who assembled at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. So he said to them, "Why do you do such things? For I hear of your evil dealings from all the people. Now, no, my sons, for it is not a good report that I hear you make the Lord's people transgress. If one man sins against another, God will judge him. But if a man sins against the Lord, who will intercede for him?" Nevertheless, they did not heed the voice of their father because the Lord desired to kill them. And the child Samuel grew in stature and in favor both with the Lord and men. Then a man of God came to Eli and said to him, "Thus says the Lord, did I not clearly reveal myself to the house of your father when they were in the Egypt in Pharaoh's house? Did I not choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to offer up my altar, to burn incense, and to wear an ephod before me? And did I not give to the house of your father all the offerings of the children of Israel made by fire? Why do you kick at my sacrifice and my offering, which I have commanded in my dwelling place, and honor your sons more than me?" That was a word from the Lord to who? Eli. "Why do you honor your sons more than me, to make yourself fat with the best of all the offerings of Israel, my people?" Now, we know that the Lord was upset with Eli because he was a pleasing man and not God. Are you listening? And you can see the fruit of this with the sons of Eli, which actually were the sons of Belial, and fornication and an adultery and all the other things associated with the ruler of this world. Remember, Belial is the ruling global strongman. Okay, go to Amos, chapter 5. Amos, chapter 5. In verse 14, is everybody there? Let's read it together. "Seek what? Good and not evil, that you may live." Now that's, you know, it's self-explanatory. "So the Lord God of hosts will" what? "Be with you. As you have spoken." What does he say in verse 15? "Hate evil, love good. Establish justice in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph." So there's something we're supposed to do. We're supposed to hate evil. Again, Belial is a world ruler of wickedness, a strong man over demons. He draws people away from freedom and brings them into bondage. He removes them from royalty and loyalty to curse and betrayal. He removes them from royalty and loyalty to curse and betrayal. He is a promoter of manipulation, molestation, and many other perversive sexual acts. in 1 John chapter 5, in verse 18. 1 John chapter 5, verse 18. Would you read it with me, please? We know that whoever is born of God does not what? Sin. But he who has been born of God keeps himself. He what? Everyone say, looses himself. Loose thyself. And the wicked one does not touch him. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one, under who? Belial. And we know that the Son of God has come and given us a what? An understanding. That we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from what? Idols. Idols. The world under the sway of the wicked one, ruling ruler, strong man, Belial. He says, keep yourself or loose yourself from the forces of evil and betrayal. Go to Matthew 12. Matthew chapter 12. In verse 28. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or how can one enter a what? Strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he what? First binds a strong man, then he will plunder his house. Hello. So we see we're supposed to bind the strong man. Who's the global ruling strong man? He is Belial. Is everybody with me? Go to Matthew 18. Matthew 18. And verse 18. Assuredly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Wow, so we know that those are the keys, aren't they? Of binding and loosening. Go to Isaiah 52. Isaiah 52. It's amazing how many believers still don't do this. They still don't attack first. They get up, feed their flesh, thank God for another day, and ask him to bless them. And they go to work. They never make time for warfare. Believe me, if the whole body of Christ was doing warfare every morning, can you imagine that? We'd be kicking butt. Isaiah 52 and verse 1, is everybody there? Let's read it together. Awake, awake, put on your strength, O Zion. Zion means church, the body. Put on your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For the uncircumcised and the unclean shall no longer come to you. Shake yourself, that means loose yourself from the dust. Arise, sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose yourself from the bonds of your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus says the Lord, you have sold yourselves for nothing, and you shall be redeemed without money. Thank you, Jesus. So he says, loose yourself. Loose thyself. His words, loose thyself. And it means to disconnect. It means to divorce. It means to sever, detach, unbind, unchain. Free yourself, release yourself, liberate. Break it up, demolish, shatter, smash, etc. Many believers, even though that they are saved and receive the promise of the Holy Spirit, are still in bondage that remains in their life. They have many bondages in their life. Many. Even though they have the Spirit. One of the cleaving spirits that maintains the connection of emotional attachments, wounds, and hurts, and experiences under the rule of Belial spirits is the spirit of past. Everyone say past. Which is the name of the spirit? He is called past. Just like the spirit of Legion. When Jesus said, what's your name? And he said, Legion. Why? He says, because I am many. Well, there's a spirit of pest. There was an individual that was struggling terribly, couldn't get free. And this minister asked the spirit, who you are? And he says, my name is Pest. I thought, wow, this is powerful. This spirit keeps people bound to their past. And these wounds haven't healed. They become infected in a dwelling place for unclean spirits. Under the rule of Belial. After people go through deliverance, they must maintain deliverance by daily self-deliverance. Are you listening? The Bible says, make no place for the devil because he seeks whom he can devour. Are you with me? Is everybody okay? So we know that the spirit of Belial is a global ruling strong man. And there are other strong men, but he's the global ruler. He's a ruler of darkness. And in this area, he controls demonic forces. One of the areas of many times in, that we are bound by the spirit of past because of so many things we never loose ourselves from and not even realize it. You first must get rid of the spirit of past, don't you think so? How about binding the spirit of Belial? Again, there are many believers who are saved, filled with the spirit of God, but still they're in bondage of things, and it's because of their past. They're still attached to their past of wounds and hurts and all kinds of other things. And those areas have been infected, and when they are infected in a dwelling place for unclean spirits. That's why an individual, no matter what they try to do, can't get freed from that because they've never removed the spirit of past that attaches them to it, especially in the emotional area. Because that's how the devils get fed. They get fed by emotion. And, you know, if you really think about it, our life is a life of memory. That's what this whole arena is. It's a life of memory. Everything. One day you won't have it. Thank God. This will all be wiped away. But right now it's a life of memory in this realm. Are you listening? And the life of memory and the things that we've learned, that's how we have a relationship. We actually have a relationship with memory. Is everybody okay? You know, we met the Lord, and because we remember our meeting the Lord, we have a relationship with him, don't we? We read the word, he talks about who he is, we have a relationship with who? The Lord. But in what? Memory. And when his presence shows up, it's like, whoa, man, this is awesome. I love your presence. But then when we leave his presence, we have a relationship, we have that relationship of the remembrance of his what? Presence. So your life and my life is nothing but a life of memory. And that's why the enemy can try to bind us and do all kinds of other things to us. But one day we're going to step out of memory and live in eternal presence where there won't be have to be concerned about memory. But in the meantime, hello? We have to deal with all of these things. And I'd like us to pray a prayer to break some of this garbage off tonight. Would you all repeat after me? Father, in the name of Jesus, I repent for allowing the strong man of Belial and his demons to operate in my life. And I bind the strong man of Belial and every other strong man in the name of Jesus. Loosing myself from all relationships that are not ordained by God. All relationships that are not of the Holy Spirit, but of the flesh. All relationships based on control, domination, manipulation, lust, and deception in Jesus' name. And in the name of Jesus, I loose all my members of my body, including my mind, memory, eyes, ears, tongue, hands, feet, an entire sexual character from all lust, perversion, sexual impurities, uncleanness, lavishness, promiscuity, pornography, fornication, homosexuality, fantasy, filthiness, burning passions, uncontrollable sexual drive. In Jesus' name, I loose myself and all effects of all bad memories, painful memories, memories of the past that would hinder my present, future, and the spirit of past, I bind in the name of Jesus. Loosing myself from all occult involvements, sorcery, divination, witchcraft, psychic inheritance, rebellion, all confusion, sickness, disease, infirmity, death, and destruction as a result of any and all occult involvements, knowing and unknowing, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I take authority and loose my emotions from every evil spirit, every Belial spirit that has come into my life as a result of experiences of my past, disorder, carnal order, idols, mindsets, and strongholds, in Jesus' name. I loose myself from all hurt, deep hurt, pain, sadness, grief, anger, hatred, rage, bitterness, fear, and all bondage and blocked emotions, in the name of Jesus. I command these spirits to come out of me now, in the name of Jesus. And I decree freedom to my emotions in Jesus' name. I loose my mind from all spirits of mind control, confusion, mental bondage, insanity, madness, deaf and dumb, fantasy, passivity, intellectualism, ignorance, mind binding, lust, evil thinking, fear, guilt, shame, condemnation, self-righteousness, selfishness, self-condemning, legalism, religious spirits, in Jesus' name. I loose my will from all controlling domination, manipulation, exaggeration, from Satan, his demons, and other people, all lust, rebellion, stubbornness, pride, self-will, selfishness, anti-submissive spirits that block and hinder my will, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I break and loose myself from all chains around my will and submit my will from this day forward. My spirit, my soul, my body, my mind, and my emotions to Christ Jesus, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. And who the Son sets free is free indeed. Praise God. Now we need to start binding the spirit of Belial and getting loose from the spirit of past. He's going to try and always attach things to keep those hurts and those wounds infected, which become dwelling places of unclean spirits. Now you've been cleansed tonight. Now continue to do self-deliverance every day. Loose thyself. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for the anointing and the power of your glory, of your favor, and of your word of revelation and impartation. Lord, you have armed us again. And we want to thank you. We want to thank you. Now, Lord, seal us with the blood of Christ, the seed that's been imparted tonight. Seal it with the blood. Let it take root and let it grow for your glory, that it may bear fruit and that we will keep it in remembrance to continue to battle for your children that have been taken captive. Again, Father, we pray for the peace of Israel and Jerusalem and for her protection. We pray for this country that it will turn back to you and repent and try again. We ask for the body of Christ to bring revival, melting walls of denominations, healing the wounds and hurts of your body, and all sickness and disease be removed so she can become one as a beautiful bride to you. Lord, we are so grateful and thankful. You still blow my mind away. Thank you. Keep blowing it away so the mind of Christ has its will. And to you be all the glory, Master. Now I pray a blessing over each and every one. Dad, I'm asking that you'll get everybody here in position. Give them the strength and boldness. Stir them up so they become fighters and warriors. Not content in half step, only content in victory. From this night forward, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.